Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hi there. And welcome to the Full 90 Soccer Time podcast, where I almost threw up. Our weekly look at the Seattle Sounders FC, nerdy soccer culture, and fan and host outrage in an attempt to understand the hottest soccer league not funded by foreign anything. You changed that. It caught me out there, Brandon. Not funded.
We're your hosts. Hottest soccer league not funded because it can't be funded.
We're your hosts for mornings on 107.7 The End. Don't worry, there's still billionaire money that we don't have. I'm Gregor, and he's been in the locker room on the pitch and up everyone's butt. It's Brandon from the internet.
That is, mostly accurate these days.
That is factually incorrect, everybody. Oh, wait, hold on.
Everybody's butt.
There we go. That's more like it. Hold on. I'm dialing in our levels right now. All right, so here we are. Soccer week zero. How many matches did we have before it shut down, Brandon? Like 50?
Like three?
Oh, like three. That's right. Three?
Yeah.
Two?
Was it maybe just two even?
What were the results of those matches? This is how far away we are from the season.
Does it matter?
Are we going to have a season?
I don't know, man. I think the Ligue 1 in France just canceled their season for the rest of the year.
It's different, though, right? It's different because theirs ends in May.
Right. True. But now, I mean, you're looking at, I don't know if we've talked about this or not, but if you started to look at rescheduling all of the matches that MLS is supposed to play, mm-hmm. and you think about all the teams that play in joint NFL stadiums, you're talking about rescheduling matches through December when NFL is in full swing and almost into the new year when MLS preseason should be starting. So at what point do you just scrap MLS 25 and say, next year is actually the 25th season.
Let's celebrate 26. We could just be, instead of, I don't know, 25 is usually such a tidy number, but who cares?
You do that weird thing that the Sounders did when they celebrated their 10th season in their 11th season.
Here's looking back on 25 years.
Celebrating the 10th season we forgot about.
Now, I think that, like, I can't even imagine a world where sports are happening at all. It's unfathomable to even like be near somebody right now. Like, I go to the grocery store and I'm like, this is impossible. I'm like terrified of the other human beings, mostly in their 60s and above, that are just like wandering around too close. Like, I went to my mother-in-law's house,
like worried for them, like worried for those people.
Well, all of us, though. I'm worried for everybody, because like I'm not a young guy, but also I'm not quite at the same risk as like an elderly person. But like, you give it to me, I give it to my kid sees his Nana dies of coronavirus.
Yeah.
That's a problem. I just got done interviewing Stephen Jenkins from Third Eye Blind. Let me tell that guy did not hold back tequila. He did not hold back on telling us his political beliefs. My God. He went full in, and I'm just like, it's like Joker smiling, like, yay!
His third eye is not blind.
Yeah, it is. It's more to the left.
That's funny. So today, related to both your third eye blind thing and going out in public, my wife made sourdough croissants. She's mm-hmm. been on a baking kick. I don't ever want her to go back to work because it's the best croissant I've ever had. And I don't say that because she's my wife. I've been around the block with the croissants, And it was the best croissant I've ever had.
You're a
anyway,
croissant? Is that croissant slut? I'm trying to work in this
out. Yeah, I'm a croissant. Sorry, it's a croissant. anyway, you're probably going to beep that out anyway. So
No, I'm keeping it in. I don't give a crap. We live in these times right now. You might die of a pandemic, not worry about if someone's offended by calling someone a croissant.
Anyway, so I took these, I almost called them croissants. I took these croissants to, a couple of my coworkers who I haven't seen since before I left for Thailand in the middle of February.
Don't even remember that. Yeah. Last year.
Yeah. They could have been an infinity ago. Yeah. And, so I took them and dropped them off for them. And, you know, one of my coworkers came out and I saw her and I was like, this is weird. You're the first person I recognize that I've seen in person from work in forever. Anyway, on my way there, I saw this lady getting into her car and she was wearing a Third Eye Blind sweatshirt.
Yeah. I wish you would step back from that croissant, my friend.
So what I'm trying to say is I think time is folding in on itself and your story and my story are existing simultaneously on like mirrored universes.
I don't know if you can see this shirt that I'm wearing. It is a seagull with a red hat. Do you see my receipt?
One second.
Yeah.
1 second.
All right. Brandon just left the podcast. He's... Oh, there we are. You kind of ruined the story by doing that, Brandon. I'm wearing a seagull with a red skull cap on, and so was Stephen Jenkins during this interview that I did with him. And then you went and got your own to match that. And so he mentioned, though, that he is now, I don't know how he said it exactly, but something about being like tied into my brainwaves. So I actually think that your theory that all the world is folding in on itself is like,
yeah,
pretty reasonable.
Yeah. So I mean, we don't have a match to preview, obviously, but in case we did read the intro, I was going to say this week, the urge to not wear pants is hosting the thrill of potentially getting caught not wearing pants on a Zoom meeting.
I got to tell you, I have none of that in me. I like wake up every morning and take a shower and then I put on all my clothes. I wear jeans every day. I'm like, I'm just carrying out normal life, dude. I got a 2-year-old screaming at me at least 10 times a day. It's wild.
I'm the same. I've worn pants every day. I've worn like real pants, not sweats. I've worn real pants every. I think actually, Friday was the first time that What am I talking about? This is not what people come to listen to us for.
What do they?
Anyway,
come for? Go
ahead.
As I tease on the radio all the time, don't show up for soccer content. Show up for the bad jokes because we got. They're not
the
even
quantity.
Really. They're not really jokes either. They're just riffs. Because like jokes have like a setup and then a punchline. Ours are just like, you know what's crazy? This sumo story.
Speaking of, first of all, we ask almost every week for you to go to iTunes. Mm. Not you, Greg. Nah. Me talking to you, the listener. We ask you to go to iTunes and leave a review. And maybe all of you who are listening have. And that's why we haven't gotten any more. But we ask you to go, give us 5 stars. But more importantly, tell us who your favorite ever soccer player is.
Yeah.
And, a few of you have done that. So thank you, all of you who are listening to your third favorite podcast. But more importantly, our buddy on Instagram, Aiden, sent us a message and he said, our podcast is his quarantine buddy.
Hey, which, man.
Yeah.
That's so nice.
Which we have not been super regular. So I feel like he's very lonely right now.
These last few weeks, we've been doing a better job, I think, right?
Yeah, not too bad. But anyway, thank you. But separate from that, another listener came to us on Twitter, and his name is David.
His name is David, who brought his mom to the party.
This is David who brought his mom to the party.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, what was her name?
Oh, probably. Let's just say Diane.
Jan something.
Janet. Yeah. It's Janet.
Janet.
Diane.
Diana.
David
so
and
David
Diana.
Brought his mom Diana. Here's a little ditty about Jack and Diana.
She was a real cruel slut.
Yeah, your mom was awesome, David. Thank you. Anyway,
I don't mean his mom was that. I just okay, sorry. Sorry, David. Anyway, onward.
He leaves us a tweet, obviously without very much context, and it says Full 90 Sumo Time, which is our unofficial other podcast that you're currently listening to.
It's the only sport that's still going, right?
Exactly. And so he sent us an article from Slate that says, let's see, I'm going to find the headline for you. So the headline from Slate is, somehow the pandemic hasn't stopped sumo wrestling. Mm. The sport is still holding tournaments and Americans desperate for something to follow or bet on are now fans. This article is so behind the times. This article has not been listening to our podcast.
Yeah, get on with it. Somebody hit subscribe. Give us a 5-star rating, stupidslate.com.
Tell us who your favorite sumo wrestler is. Oh, actually, man. That should be what you should do in the next review. Can you review things twice? If you've already reviewed us, all of you, go leave us another one and tell us who your favorite sumo wrestler is.
Man, now I'm starting to think about who my favorite sumo wrestler is. You keep talking here, and I'm going to list out my 5 favorite sumo wrestlers, okay?
Great. So the article starts out great, but there are some choice quotes that I'd like to read.
Okay.
The article starts out like this. It says, on March 22nd, the 35-year-old professional sumo wrestler Hakuhosho gripped 34-year-old Kakadu Rikisaburo. Did I get anywhere close to that?
Rikisaburo.
Is it Kakadu, though? That's like what that's his...
It's Hakuho gripped 34-year-old Kakadu.
Okay, great. In a powerful bear hug, glided across the floor and launched his opponent out of the ring. That final bout, which lasted less than 30 seconds, I can relate, won Hakuho his 44th top division championship. No roar of the crowd accompanied his achievement, also relatable. However, because the seats were empty, there is a which is crazy. So you've got these big fat slaps happening down there in Japan. It's the only sport happening. So a bunch of Americans are going to bet on it, essentially.
Yeah, yeah.
And this guy who does YouTube news for Americans. It's not Jason Loves Sumo,
and it's not John Gooding either, who is a former sumo wrestler who is like all over the sumo subreddit.
Oh, for real? He's like an American guy?
British, I think.
Oh, okay, that's cool. I would like to know more about that.
He's a honky.
He's a hoggy. So they go and interview this guy who is the only person they could find to talk to them about sumo, most likely. Slate interviews this guy, and the quote from this person says, "You could hear everything. You could hear them fart. You could hear grunting. Stuff you don't usually hear." And I'm picturing this guy who has seen the Ark of the Covenant and his face is melting and he's just saying, like, with dead look in his eyes, that you could hear the farts, you could hear the grunting, stuff you don't usually hear, stuff we weren't meant to hear with these ears. Slate decides to basically tell us that I have some problems with their wording here. They say sumo wrestling, which involves pressing flesh against flesh and breathing heavily into your opponent's face, is exactly the sort of activity public health officials are advising against.
It's true.
But the wording I have a problem with is that they say that sumo wrestling involves pressing flesh against flesh. I would say that sumo, at its core, at its essence, sumo wrestling is nothing but pressing flesh against flesh.
Yeah,
because it doesn't just involve it.
Because if you're a pusher thruster, I mean, that's also a porn position, but if you're a pusher thruster, then you're pushing and thrusting. If you're a mawashi man, then it's about all about getting in and getting that like grip on the mawashi belt, so you're like squeezing belly to belly. And so, yeah, there's not really, except for like the, it's called a hinka when you, so they start off like an offensive and defensive lineman at the beginning. You get down into your 3-point stance, and as soon as you get to the 4-point stance, which is putting your other hand on the ground, then when both of them do that, then they run at each other like an offensive and defensive line.
Right.
Now, so you hit each other, and then, you know, in the next 1 to 30 seconds, the match develops. A hinka is where a guy comes running at you and you step out of the way like a jerk and he goes running by you because he's expecting to hit you real hard, but you're not there. It's like it's a cheap move.
Like dishonorable, right?
Yeah, but still, it like gets the job done sometimes, but it's like pretty cheap because most people are setting up to really get some banging in. Yeah, fat slap, banging, pushing, thrusting, let's go.
Lasting no more than 30 seconds.
So I'm having a hard time here. I'm looking through all of the current sumo wrestlers, and like I don't want to say Hakuho or Kakaru because they're the two Yokozuna, and I like them for much different reasons. Mm. There was a World Basketball Championships or something like that took place in Japan, and the Japanese team had the two Yokozuna out, and each of them got to shoot 3-pointers or something like that in front of like a full packed crowd. And Hakuho is obviously, he's a 44 times winning Basho champion, which means he's like the best wrestler ever. and he can't hit a three-pointer because that's not his skill. Then the younger,
he can't get his arms above his head.
Yeah, right. But he's not even like a, he's not even like crazy obese. He's like my dad fat, not like not like two times my dad fat, you know?
Not like they're going to do a documentary series about him because he's fat.
Yeah, not he like isn't like the fattest person in Japan and the, you know, 4,000th fattest person in the USA.
Right.
But Kakaru, on the other hand, gets out there, and he's like 5 or 6 years younger. He's only got 6 championships to his name, so a differential of like 40. And he starts, on his like second shot, he nails a three-pointer. And like the way that like they have such grace about them and they don't get like excited, except for here, he let out this like, he has like, he looks like he's very high all the time because he like, he doesn't emote a lot and he has real heavy eyes. And the way he smiled through that, like looking like he was real high, bro, it like melted my heart. I like love him so much. But I can't put them on my list because I just don't feel like putting a Yokozuna on there is appropriate. So my list of the top 5 in no order except for Asano Yama, who's my number 1. These are my 5 favorite sumo wrestlers that you can look up and follow if the Meiba show happens, which it looks like it does because they put out the full listing, the ranks of everybody. So we could have another wild event where there's no audience and there you can hear their farts, which is weird, by the way, because you hear them.
Is it a lot?
No, but like there's no crowd noise. And on day 1 or 2, while you're watching, they haven't figured out how to control the mics just right yet. Mm-hmm. And so like these guys hit each other and it makes crazy sounds as they come smashing into each other at, you know, like 100 G-force forces or whatever. That's just made up. I don't know how.
Like a bullet train.
Yeah, like two. Like, yeah, like two bullet trains. Yeah, that like thank God they have the fat on them to absorb some of the hit. But like you hear that and it sounds crazy. But then afterwards they have like a 4-second fight and the guys are like, because they're like giant, great, big, fat guys that don't do cardio. And so like that's wild because there's a guy like you're like, oh my God, get this guy a CPAP machine for while he's awake. That's what you experience in those first few days of the Basho. So it looks like, I mean, they're like, they've listed the official Banzuke, which is the rankings of everybody for the upcoming tournament. And I am freaked out by it. Also, congratulations to Asano Yama, who got promoted to Ozeki, which is the highest level you can be without being Yokozuna. And becoming Yokozuna is like insane. So, anyway, my top 5 sumo wrestlers in no particular order, except for Asano Yama, are Enho, Endo, Chiyomaru, I think Tochinoshin, even though he's sliding, and Asano Yama. Also, shout outs to Ichinojo, who's in the second division. He's been relegated, but like he is so giant and so sweet, and just he's like 6'5" and 500 pounds. It's wild how massive this man is, but he's like 22 years old and he's just, it's cute as can be. So
it's
you have to put in work to get to be that big a monster. Reports are that he lost like a ton of weight when he got injured because the weight he was carrying was shockingly hard on his knees.
You people who are listening should Google Ichinojo.
Oh, did you do that?
Because he is, Ichi, no joke, the biggest person I've ever seen in real life.
I mean, he's so happy. He's such a sweetheart.
He does look happy.
But then he also looks like a giant diapered baby, too. So it's like very, like, when I have a kid, so I'll speak to my experience with this. My kid did not get the Michelin Man roles that like babies get. And looking at Ichinojo, I'm like, oh, he never got rid of them.
He just started that big and then
kept on going.
Just kept getting inflated over time.
You want to see the opposite guy to him? Look up.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to send you. Look up Takakesho. I'm going to send it to you. Keisho. Yeah.
Rikishi. Like
Rikishi is the name of a wrestler. He looks like he never grew, but also never, like, he is like 5'1" and the same size. It's just wild.
Yeah, I watched a thing between him and I think Hakuho a while back, and it was wild to watch because Hakuho is obviously the most respected, I think, at this point.
Yeah.
And Takakesho was like very cool in front of him, but also you could tell that he was pissing off Hakuho the whole time.
No one looks like he starts sweating thinking about walking more than Takakesho. Like, if you watch any video of him, he's like as soon as he like walks into the ring, you can tell he's like, oh my God, I'm going to start sweating. I would like to I'd like to take a second to reiterate to everybody that I say this all in reverence for the incredible skill that these people have.
Yeah.
Like, getting fat is part of the skill, and you be whatever you want to be, whoever you are, but these rikishi are intentionally getting super fat, and I am intentionally noticing and talking about it because it is a skill for them to get that large. And you watch them in the lower divisions to the upper ones, how much weight they gain, and it's incredible.
Well, and they work out. I mean, they do work out to specifically stay that size. I mean, I'm not talking, they're not running laps and doing cardio, these guys are doing strength. Like, they work to keep those bodies the same way that we like glorify athletes who are ripped, like Ronaldo, even though he's like also a rapist, it sounds like.
What?
How dare you? Yeah, well. I knew that.
No, I did not know that. But like, we're gonna leave that at that because I don't want to speculate. Let's keep going with fat guys.
Yeah. Anyway, these guys are fat, and we should honor them for that.
Well, I think it's a symbol of their success or something like that. And these guys aren't like paid like American athletes are, but they're revered the same way, which is crazy. So. The payment system for these people is insane. So hopefully we'll be talking about way more sumo in coming weeks.
Yeah.
I'm sure what everyone was hoping for. I'm hoping that when the Meibasho starts, let's see here, Meibasho schedule.
I think it might have gotten delayed.
Did it?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I haven't seen that yet. I haven't been on my sumo Reddit for today.
Well, let's just put it this way. The only sports happening right now are sumo, Belarusian soccer, and Nicaraguan baseball. Now, I want to know if the Belarusian soccer players are as fat as Japanese sumo wrestlers.
Doubtful. Well, wait. So, yeah, it looks like the first day will be May 24th. So, I guess it got pushed back a couple weeks or whatever, mm-hmm. but... I just can't imagine them doing this because, it's like skin touching, breath in the face, sweating. And one guy, like Chiyomaru, he like had a fever and he had to like back out for a couple days in the last tournament. And it's like, oh, if that guy has coronavirus, like this thing's done. And that was the rule. And so they like got him tested for it. No coronavirus. Crazy stuff. So the fact that they escaped it with the first tournament's nuts, but. You know, the places, the train and stuff are tiny little sweaty houses that they go to and beat each other up in. It's weird. But hey, I encourage everyone, if sports aren't back, let's watch some sumo together. NHK TV, Jason Loves Sumo on YouTube. There's a lot of different options for you to do that, and we'll talk sumo. Anyway.
Yeah, we got to have Diana on to tell us about her favorite sumo wrestlers.
Perfect. We should have my wife come on because she's disgusted by them as a personal trainer. She's like, who would intention? I should not speak for her. I'll let her come on and defend herself. Anyway. All right, Brandon. Well, I have to cut this one short. I have to go because I have to be a responsible human being and help my wife. So congratulations on not being able to grow your hair out and letting your wife cut your hair. I was sad for you.
Yeah, it's I had to get a haircut just to make everybody else jealous.
Brandon's wife is a hairstylist and stuck at home with no one else's hair to cut, so that's how he did that. I wish I could participate because I could use a haircut as well. And I don't even want to cut all my long hair off. I just need to stop looking like such a sheepdog.
Currently my wife is baking me sourdough pretzels, and so I'm gonna go eat one of those right now like a responsible human being.
First of all, how dare you?
Hot rubbish. Hot rubbish.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.